Hello there, my name is Jean Houston, and I'd like to introduce you to some of the concepts and exercises that we find in my latest book, The Wizard of Us. In this book, we discover the powerful, unique skills and qualities of Dorothy, the wizard, and the other archetypes of mind, the scarecrow, heart, the tin man, and courage, the lion, that live within each of us. So, what I try to do is to provide exercises that bring you to what we call aha, yes, aha insights, so as to expand your thinking, open your heart, build the courage to truly connect with your own hero and heroine's journey. Most of you have seen the movie or read the book. Almost everybody has, I discovered. And you remember that part where wonders meet Dorothy's eyes as she opens the door after that house has landed from the tornado. She opens the door, and she's greeted by a world flooded with technicolor. Where Kansas was a monotonous gray, Dust Bowl Kansas, she now finds herself in a landscape draped with exuberant, vital, vibrant flowers and plants, many shapes, many sizes, growing throughout a seemingly peaceful small village. Dorothy herself has also become colorful, with her bright gingham dress and her rosy cheeks. Behind her, there's mysterious laughter, tittering, birdsong, and she leans over to her little dog and says softly, "Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore." But then a luminous bubble appears, and it glides towards Dorothy, growing larger and larger as it approaches. It settles at her feet and dissolves to reveal the cosmic, supernatural source of this extended, verdant land in the radiant form of Glinda, the Good Witch of the North. Serene, calm, confident, Glinda embodies the archetype of the benign protector, a figure that we find appears in most myths and lives within everyone. Glinda may also be seen as Dorothy herself, the girl's entelechy, new word for you, entelechy, writ large on the stage of consciousness. What is entelechy? Entelechy is a Greek word. It means the fullest realized essence of anything. For example, a grand oak tree is the entelechy of an acorn. A full-grown adult is the entelechy of a human infant. If we look at ourselves mythically, the entelechy would be the part of ourselves that has had thousands of years to expand, learn, evolve. It is the fullest realized aspect of ourselves. And though we all carry this entelechy within ourselves, this essential self is often externalized as a separate character. And you find this in myths and fairy tales. You need it. You need it to make the story more interesting to follow than rather a contemplative hero sitting under a tree, quietly meditating on her rich inner life. In Oz, Glinda serves in this powerful, spiritual role for Dorothy. On her throat, Glinda wears a necklace adorned with a beautiful butterfly, which, as you may know, has been the symbol of the soul in many, many cultures. She is the all-seeing, all-knowing connection to Source. Think of your entelechy as your best friend and ally. And throughout the story, as I try to portray it in my book, The Wizard of Us, we see that Glinda, like a best friend, watches over Dorothy with tremendous love and interest every step of the way, though her presence is often invisible to the girl throughout most of the adventure. She is the gentle guide who allows Dorothy to learn and become stronger and wiser through her trials. She does not interfere with the process of Dorothy discovering who she really is through both the adversity and the good experiences she has with her new friends in Oz. However, when things seem hopeless, both for the girl and the allies crying out for help, Glinda sends help or shows up in person. So, friends, I want you to know that the part of you that is your entelechy and all of those energies of the archetypal realm recognize and yearn to work with you. They recognize and yearn to work with you as much or even more than you yearn to work with them. In fact, they grow to know themselves through us as we experience life. Your entelechy, your higher self, is eager to build a closer relationship with you. So I'd like to offer you now a process to meet your entelechy. To experience this connection, would you take a moment now to stand comfortably straight with your weight balanced equally on both feet? Do that now. Stand comfortably straight with your weight balanced equally on both feet. Now close your eyes. Take three deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathe all the way down into your belly. With each breath, feel your body relaxing. Three deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Feel your body relaxing. Imagine that you, like Dorothy, find yourself in a beautiful place. From the sky, you notice a giant shimmering bubble floating down toward the very spot where you are standing. The bubble gets bigger and bigger as it approaches, until it finally dissolves completely, revealing a glorious being of light standing directly in front of you. It is your entelechy, the great friend. You greet each other warmly. Now raise both of your hands in front of you so that your palms are up, facing away from your physical body and toward the light body of your entelechy. Notice or feel that the entelechy's hands are also raised, facing you. Your palms touch, and the entelechy begins to beam waves of love into you. You take them in. Wisdom, compassion, kindness, strength. Wisdom, compassion, kindness, strength, intelligence. All of these things are being poured into you now through this great friend, your entelechy. And you feel yourself being empowered, evoked, deeply nourished and nurtured, affirmed, and utterly and completely loved. Receive now this loving, this wisdom, this compassion, this empowerment. You feel yourself being called into your fullness, called into your greatness, called into who and what you really deeply are. Receive now. Receive this loving empowerment. Know that the entelechy knows you. Yes, knows some of your faults and follies. Yes, but loves you unconditionally. Sees the greatness of who and what you are. In fact, so much so that as you begin to sense even more strongly the presence of this entelechy, this great friend, you find that you yourself are being amplified, that the evolutionary patterns of your unfolding possibilities are becoming greater. The patterns are taking as you are being loved, empowered, nurtured, nourished, and deeply, deeply cherished by this entelechy. Love, wisdom, compassion, kindness, strength, pouring into you, releasing the old, empowering the new, higher creative forces in your life. Receive. 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 With your physical body now, step forward into the place where the entelechy is standing and turn around, facing the spot you just left. keep your hands raised, and touch now the imaginary hands of your local self with your palms. You have now become the Entelechy, beaming energy, love, power, gratitude, blessings into your local self. You begin to feel the tingle of the hands of your local self as you, the Entelechy, with the Entelechy's body, mind, spirit, wisdom, depth, great knowingness, pours into your local self that empowerment, nurturing, cherishing, gorgeous, glorious giving of the higher qualities and the deeper seeing that the Entelechy has for your local self. With your physical body now, step forward and turn around, once more returning to the spot where you originally stood, palms out, facing the Entelechy, facing the great friend. Once again, receive all the good things that the Entelechy is offering you. Feel yourself being filled, revitalized, and energized toward your true essence. Receive the empowerment, the deep loving, the cherishing. Feel yourself being, if you will, ignited to your higher possibilities, your potentials, all the extraordinary potentials that you have that you may have forgotten that you had, or you never even realized. These potentials are being quickened. They're being evoked through this incredible gift of love, compassion, empowerment, and deep seeing, which is the way the Entelechy is seeing and calling you into your greatness. Receive. Receive. You receive. Begin to feel infused with the light and energy of your great friend, the Entelechy. And now, thank your Entelechy. Know that this being loves you and is always available to you. And you can return again and again, even on a daily basis if you choose, to this great meeting with your Entelechy. Being loved, empowered, made wiser, stronger, deeper than you once had been. So when you are ready, take a few more deep, deep breaths. Breathing in through the nose, breathing out through the mouth. Open your eyes. Return to the room that you're in. Look around you. Do you notice anything different? How do you feel? What is your mood and sense of reality? Sometimes people find that objects seem brighter and that they feel perfectly calm and grounded. This is a process, my friends, to repeat over and over until it becomes second nature and you know yourself loved, empowered, cherished, evoked, ignited toward the possibilities of who and what you are, and above all, accompanied from this moment, and for the rest of your life, if you choose, by the greatest of great friends, your Entelechy.